Good evening, everybody. My name is Christopher Buck. I have with me Liani Leger.
Hello.
We are with Humanity Healing, and we are starting the course this year for Twin Flames and Soulmates on our online university on humanityhealing.net. We encourage you, everybody that is interested, to join us there. The text for what we're doing tonight, plus others, are part of the online curriculum for the Twin Flames and Soulmates e-course. So what we would like to do this evening, and briefly what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going through, we're going to be explaining the Twin Flames, Soulmates, other soul relationships briefly, because there are differences between these. And then we'll be going on and talking about the original wound, how to heal it, and then finishing up with the Twin Flame Blessing. After that, we will take the conference call out of presentation mode and give everybody a chance to ask whatever questions they have. So what we'd like to do or start with right now is we're going to briefly discuss what the soul relationships are, what the soul is, how the soul came to be created, what soul family is, soulmates, twin flames, and then I'll read a little bit about the twin flame to you, and we'll go on from there. So, Liani, why don't we start with how soul, you know, God creates souls?
Yeah. Well, tradition, of course. One clarification that I think that should be made here. All the line of thoughts and the line of explanations that has been basically the consistency and the base of every single thing that Humanity Healing and the message that Humanity Healing has put out there, it's not a result of channeling or psychic perception. We based every single explanation and course on what we call ageless wisdom. But what is ageless wisdom? It's religion? No. Ageless wisdom is, I would define as a compendium of line of thoughts, and various schools of wisdom through time. So you do have certain societies that develop more an understanding of certain aspects of souls, evolution, initiations, state of consciousness than others. And the way that we perceive this, they are complementary facets. They do not exclude each other. They complement. So the concept of creation, independently of what sets of beliefs, if you are religious or not, you should perceive this explanation to an aspect that transcends the limitation that certain religions impose to our points of view. So, when you have, it is said through tradition that the way that God creates, God and the infinite God, the infinite source, Mother, Father, God,
all that is,
all there is, creates in batches. You know, in certain religions, they said, you know, that God creates one soul at a time, which is a waste. Can you imagine just to keep this universe, you know, the amount of planets rotating, providing for every single being, expanding constellation, galaxies, everything. Imagine if God would stop a moment and create one soul at a time. It doesn't happen this way. What happened is an outburst, and each outburst of creation of extreme love, God creates batches of souls. And those souls go, and we have a kind of an interesting explanation. It's already in the website, and how God creates to magnetize atoms, which is basically the prana, the his love graduated, comes as premise to us, but this is another aspect of the energy of creation. But when he creates souls, he creates almost like he releases this amount of souls to replicate, to grow, to expand the universe. When he does that, it can be, an infinite number for our perspective. Our 3D perspective, it will seem like an infinite number, but for God, it's just one batch.
And this batch of souls, this is your soul family.
So this, the first concept that we are dealing here is the soul family. When we refer inside of our network, our community network, we usually relate to each other and the community itself as our soul family. Now, when you have that, each one of those souls, it actually is not soul in that moment, is there are monads, which are unities, and itself integrated in almost like a microcosmos of the...
Think of it this way. God is the ultimate source of oneness. When God creates a monad or creates, you know, his souls, each of these are divine replicas or little... You know, it's kind of hard to describe this, but it's one unit. It's a monad. It's a complete soul. Now, when it enters our existence, or
a world that is three-dimensional, like ours,
which exists on the plane of the level of duality, the soul splits into two parts.
But the blueprint is still the same. The blueprint is still the same, but the path usually to accomplish it's not necessarily the same. So it's said that many times a person feels like there is, you know, and this is actually I would say ancient desire and ancient yearning of your soul to find your divine complement. Where is it? You know, I feel incomplete.
This half of the monad that exists outside of yourself. That is your twin flame. The two halves of the monad, it always forms a trinity with God. God and the two halves of the monad. So you in a sense, you're always, there is on a soul level a longing for this completion, to reconnect with your twin flame. Now what happens is that twin flames throughout time, and throughout incarnation, typically incarnate at different times and in different places, at different ages, you're not necessarily going to run into your twin flame. As a matter of fact, it does happen, and it's happening more frequently at this time, but it is still very rare. Because ultimately what happens is when you and your twin flame come together, you need to understand that twin flames has become sort of romanticized through, you know, Hallmark greeting cards and the like. It's not necessarily the perfect love relationship. It is you're two halves of one being. It's not the ultimate love. Typically, people that find this are actually, you know, with one of their soulmates. But the twin flame, when you come together, this is so you can perform your ultimate act of service, because after that incarnation, you're done. The monad is reunited, and you go back to source. You won't have another incarnation at that point.
Not, at least not in the same, same schedule on a three-dimensional world. You can continue in other worlds, and this is part of what you, the personal path that you and your twin as a choice make when you finish this stage of an art school.
Now, that being said, that explains what the twin flame is. Let's discuss what a soulmate is, because they're not really the same thing.
No, they're not the same thing. A soulmate, it could be, you know, a soul that has been incarnated with you through various lives, and you develop a certain type of bond. It's almost more or less like the relationship that the Irish people calls anamkara. It's the friend of my soul, a friendly soul that could have been a mother, a father, or even a lover or a son. But you know, as you progress, you know, certain bonds of love was formed. And love never dies. So by law of the attraction itself, the souls that had a bond in any place will tend to reunite. And that's sometimes that you meet somebody and say, I know you. I know you from somewhere. And it's like, oh, my God, you were some, you know.
This is a soulmate. This is a person with a similar vibrational frequency to what you have. And it's those vibrational frequencies, those souls that you meet and you connect with reincarnation after reincarnation. These are your soulmates. A soulmate relationship is not inferior to a twin flame relationship.
You are in 3D.
When you are in 3D, there are a lot of people out there, and we get this that are in very good relationships, but they don't feel like this is their twin flame, and as a result, they give up or release a relationship that is bringing, on many other levels, in great satisfaction, great pleasure, to go searching for something that they may not find in this incarnation, and that's a mistake. One of the reasons we're doing the twin flame blessing is that your twin flame, wherever your twin flame is, whatever level of incarnation, the other side of the world, age, time, your twin, you know, none of that matters to your twin flame. There is a connection there. There will always be a connection there. You're two halves of one soul. But your twin flame wants you to be happy, you know, because
it's when you are happy, they are happy. And that's, you know, again, we have to talk about three-dimensional reality and the perception of Maya, which is illusion. We perceive that we are away or separated from our twin flame, but actually we're not. The connection still exists. Many, many times people, the twin flames visit each other in dream world. They connect. They go to places. There is certain meditation. There are certain meditations that you can do and work with dreams, so you would have a clear understanding and a clarity of mind to remember those encounters. And is exceptionally good because it does bring you the sense that you are not alone, even when you are walking alone in this life. It's another, you know, one of the distortions that we have trailing the path of incarnation on Earth, that we are alone, and it is one of the biggest mistakes one, or assumptions that one can have. If you only could know the amount of beings on various levels that are here to protect, to guide, to, you know, teach, to educate, to support you doing any single activity of your awakened life. It's just incredible. You know, God is not a father, mother that's not careful and loving for each one of these children. He wants to provide the best, and that's the reason he gave us the opportunity to live now on Earth with this exceptional amount of colors, the exceptional amount of sensorial experience, taste, color, smells, differences, and this is for our pleasure, and it's the best element that we can have in the hard school that is Earth school.
This is something that a lot of people forget. It's the separateness from source, the separateness from your twin flame, and is an illusion. We're never truly separated from the divine. It is always with us. We just have to recognize that. just as your twin flame is always with you on some level. You are connected. So there is a difference between the twin flame relationship and the soulmate relationship. And there, when we discuss twin flames, as Leonie and I stated, we're not referring to the romanticized version of twin flames. Typically, the romantic versions of twin flames turn out to be soulmate relationships. Twin flame relationships tend to be that of service. Now, they can be romantic relationships. They don't necessarily have to be romantic relationships. It is when two halves of a soul come together to for the ultimate service to mankind, and then to go back to source. So that's essentially the what we're talking about when we talk about twin flames. We talk about soulmates, soul family.
We have to talk about another category of soul relationship. We could go over and over and over.
The karmic relationships.
The karmic relationships.
Yes.
There are other type of relationships that we are not touching here right now, which is with other beings of other line of evolution. you know, there's some... I'm just going to touch this very briefly.
Very briefly,
you perceive that this relationship, those relationships exist, especially for those that are here and that have known or is trailing the path of the shaman. So you have relationships with spirits of nature, some people with fairies, angels very closely, or other beings from other dimensions. They are called the other kin's relationships. We're not treating or going go specifically there.
That's another course we'll be offering down the road. But
yes.
But
right now we cannot forget there is another big big thing to understand the difference and concept. So we talked about the twin flames. We talked about the soulmates. We talk about which are the soul companions, and there are the soul karmic relationships. What are karmic relationships? Karmic relationships are basic contracts. They're contracts, not necessarily have to be a bad one, even though most people say, oh my God, I got a karmic relationship, I have to run away from it. No, that's not the way you deal with a karmic relationship.
If you run away from the karmic relationship, you're going to see it in the next cycle of samsara again.
Again, because nothing is removed unless it's resolved. And there is a saying on the ageless wisdom tradition that says, what you fight resists, what you embrace and integrate disappears. Because it gets purified by your essence, and your essence is divine. So karmic relationships are, true karmic relationships, better saying, is where most of our challenges are presented in our life. And again, I want to make a parenthesis here and make a little bit of a note. Again, very briefly, Earth is a very hard school of learning.
As we say, Earth ain't for sissies.
Yeah, Earth is known from other beings, from other planets out there, as the path of the strong. Duality is very hard, and if you don't have a centered essence on you, you may fall for the illusions that are presented. Earth school, it's quite different from a normal school. A normal school, a student goes, receives a lesson, and can get the test. On Earth school, it's just the opposite. Usually, you get the test, and then you receive the lesson. So, because you have an inversion of polarity, it's always interesting and necessary for every soul to keep mindfulness. So, karmic relationship, true karmic relationship interactions, is where our souls perceive some lessons, the basic lessons that we came on Earth to understand and to receive are how to let go, how to be thankful, and develop some understanding on how the creation expresses itself in duality, and how you, as with your divine essence, can raise out of this chaotic world, even though it's very pleasurable, chaotic world, and go back to source, to the purity of it. So basically, what the mission you receive is you appear, you go there, you learn the lesson, and come back to me, still pure. Go, and it's almost like the metaphor of the lotus flower. It comes from the dirt and the filth, but rises off the water that's filthy, clean and pure and immaculate. So this is our biggest challenge. Again, Earth School is a very tough one. I congratulate you that's here, bravery, with this brave heart, tracing the path, looking for reintegration with Source, and through, you know, the possibility of meeting your twin.
It's so to reiterate, the karmic relationships are those relationships that you have made a soul contract with to visit and connect on this plane of existence, on Earth at this time, in order to learn a lesson, to learn a certain lesson. You know, it may be, you know, something fundamentally important, like to learn compassion, but it may be a little lesson, too.
It's not a little. Depends on how you're going to do
it. Well,
that's no little lesson in Earth.
Well, it's okay. There are a lot of lessons out there, and a lot of relationships you have may be karmic. You know, you may have a parent that you love very much. You may have a parent that didn't seem like they loved you very much. But there is a lesson to be learned in each of these relationships. And part of what you need to do is to be able to analyze them and determine what the lesson is. And that way, if you're done with that relationship, or you can be done with that relationship, you've learned the lesson, you can release it and let it go. For those that participate with the online university, there's a very good method for this in the attitudinal tools. It's called the Internal Observer, and how to install the Internal Observer. And we'll probably have an e-course on that down the road also. But you can, if you're a member of the university right now, you can go right over to the Resource Center and pull up that e-book. But let's okay. So much for a plug for the online university. But it's, Leanna, do you want to talk about any of the others, or should we go right to the twin flame blessing? You want to talk about healing the original wounds?
Well, we can talk about this, but I think that the basic that we should do is to do, because we need to open for people to have this session. But I would like to explain why the twin flame blessing, why is important, and why is that we have some rituals like the marriage rituals and things like that. Through ancient times, was recognized that you would have, the ancient people knew that it will be difficult for you, and it's very rare, like Christopher said before, for you to find your twin flame in certain lifetimes.
But it's not rare necessarily to find a soulmate.
Exactly. So what they did was they promoted, or they started this ritual, which had a priest or, a high priest or a minister. I'm talking on modern terms, but, you refer to this as the Druid civilization or the Greek civilization. They had rituals, matrimonial rituals. Why that? It was not only a situation to give society some kind of satisfaction. It was more than this. The priest was the one that was performing the ceremony, acting as the I would say the chalice, receiving the or, you know, the energy of God to unite two souls that in the case that they were not necessarily twin flames, they would receive the blessings as an intermediary of the blessings of their respective twin flames, that they would live as twin flames on this life, you know, and then you would, you know, as a unity on this life. So the priest or the priestess would bring down the blessings of those two other halves. So the people that were living or making this commitment or this contract in that life could have a good relationship as of they were with their own twin flames. The importance of this is that through this ceremony, a series of things, and if you go, you know, I assume that everybody already in this stage of life witness, if you're not your own marriage, others' marriage, and you see that the ritual continued today when the priest says, I proclaim husband and wife, and if there anybody that would go against this, pronounce it now or silence forever, and husband and wife to death, throw you apart. Why to death? Because the contract with that soul that was, you know, the title of the blessing will be from that lifetime. Souls after that lifetime will be free again to reunite, to meet again their twin flames. So the importance of the blessing, and this is what we're going to, in a certain way, do now with you guys here, is to try to bring this understanding through the blessing in itself. So the pain or the wound of the first separation could be at least a little bit mitigated. It is a big wound, but it can be mitigated. So,
all right. What we're going to do is we'll go ahead and I'll do a brief invocation, and then I'll do the twin flame blessing. But what I would like everyone to do at this point in time is to quiet themselves, center, breathe deeply, slowly. We always recommend a 4x4 breathing pattern. Breathe in for 4 beats, hold for 4 beats, breathe out 4 beats, hold 4 beats. And then you just continue this. It's a nice, slow, steady breathing. So we want everyone to settle, be comfortable. Breathe deeply and open yourself to the energy of the divine. And as we do the invocation and as we do the blessing, what we want you to do is to reach out and connect with the energy of your twin flame, sending it your love, and receiving the love of your twin flame in turn, giving your blessing to your twin flame in whatever incarnation or existence that it may be, for your twin's happiness, and asking for that blessing in return, so that each of you can bring this energy into your current life and your current relationships, because as we have said from the beginning, your twin flame wants you to be happy. When you're happy, your twin is happy. And whereas you may not meet in this incarnation, you will meet someday. All right. In the name of the Christ, I call to the blessed I Am presence of our twin flames for the sealing of our hearts as one for the victory of our mission to humanity. I invoke the light of the Holy Spirit for the consuming of all negative karma limiting, the full expression of our divine identity and the fulfillment of our divine plan. Blessed divine source and twin flame of one, and all present here with us in this moment, in this dimension, on this earth, we call to you, one and all. We invite you to be present with us, and we welcome you all with arms and hearts open widely. Beloved beings, so deeply loved, we ask for each of you to join with your twin flame present here. Merge your blessed energy with their own, thus opening unto them the potential of living fully here in this now. We seek your grace in order to heal the sense of incompletion and searching many of us experience. Be our guiding light back to the feeling of wholeness, of completeness, that has eluded us for so long. We freely and unconditionally lovingly provide you our own blessing, that you too may in your own incarnations be replete with our most sacred union, so that you may also live wholly, happily, in communion with the entire High Self connected directly into the Sacred Heart space in the Blessed Trinity of the Divine Masculine to the Divine Feminine to Divine Source in a never-ending cycle of perfection. What was once divided is now rejoined. What was once torn asunder, leaving wounds and sorrows, is now healed in perfection. What is born in this moment is of sacred purity and wholeness, unlike we have known thus far in our lives. We call now unto ourselves the blessings, drawing them in as if breath, natural and perfect, essential and divine, to bring each soul here, the most loving of all soulmates, should we so desire. We graciously accept your blessing, that we may continue our lives with more awareness and wholeness for the sake of ourselves and others, serving all well with more love and passion, as you have made possible for us, and we for you. We inhale the essence of such great love as to know we may now, if we so choose, experience more wholly the new layers of depth and beauty to our existing relationships, or begin anew with someone who closely mirrors our unique vibrations. Let the passionate fires within sing in our blood, and our hearts expand until be so full as to be unable to hold in all the love we feel, we share so freely. May Divine Source bless the sacred reunion of our twin souls, conjoining our energetic and soul blueprints together again as one, the one we were meant to be, that we may experience more fully them within us. We freely and harmlessly release the pain of separation. Renewed now as a force of one, increasing our divinity and our abilities to create more heaven here upon earth now. Let this renewed and healed joyful union ring out into the cosmos and universe forevermore. We are love, of love, by love, and for love, in all ways, forevermore. What the Divine Source has brought to us by our intention and free will, and through the grace of our beloved twin flame, let none again separate. This is now made manifest within us, born of a reunion considered to be so sacred in its nature as to be regarded as untouchable by lower vibrations. Let us now remember in pure joy all that we are in truth, and see that we may truly become as we are renewed, healed, and blessed. This connection recycles back again, creating the perfect arch. We become unconditional love in our perfection and balance in these key moments. Love beyond love, life beyond life, one beyond all concept of what is to be in perfect union. We tap into the deepest resources of our glory, gifted unto each other through the divine heritage bestowed by divine source to one and all. The power we find in this creation is the basis of all loving creations we create from this moment on. To breathe you, to taste you, to know you as the one I am, beloved twin. It is glory, the joy unparalleled. My gratitude knows no bounds for such a great gift as you have now bestowed. The light within which shines brightly may now call to us those who are also love, drawing upon and creating more sacred unions through our own sense of completion. As it is this moment on, this day and forevermore, we now make whole, reunited in perfection, fully healed and ready to receive as well as to give. Let the sacred union of our twin as well, as the union with God's source within us, alight upon the divine realms of each dimension. This reunion remains untouchable and unspeakably beautiful forevermore. Forever it is and shall be. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, divine source and beloved twin, for your profound blessings. We accept them wholly, and now integrate them deeply into the most divine space within us all. Brightest, warmest, and most beautiful blessings to one and all here present, for eternity. And so it is.
So it is.
May the divine presence of God bless us all with a love that comes at the right time, that fulfills our most utmost needs and exceeds our dreams. Om Shanti Om.
Om Shanti Om.
Yes, now that you come slowly out of your meditative state, becoming more conscious and more fully aware, while at the same time holding on to the glow of love that your twin flame, has left burning within your heart. For each of you is blessed by the love and understanding, compassion of your twin flame, so that you may know more perfect relationships and love in this life, because you are loved through eternity.
And so it is.
And so it is. Oh, okay. I am going to, Liana, unless... Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Right now, I would like now to... open the mic. So.
All right, I am going to unmute the conference call, and then you can. Or I'm going to try to unmute the conference call.